This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Hi, it's Claire Kimball here, founder of The Squiz. One of the things that you've told us time and time again is that you appreciate how we do the news, but also appreciate the fun and the quirky bits and pieces too. So I wanted to let you know that we have a weekly newsletter called The Saturday Squiz. It's the week in news, but it also has recommendations of great recipes, books, TV shows, podcasts, and so much more. So grab your phone, go on, and head to thesquiz.com.au to sign up. We're the shortcut to the news and so much more. That link is also in your episode notes.
Good morning, I'm Alice Dempster.
And I'm Siobhan Moran McFarlane.
It's Thursday the 21st of March. In your Squiz today, Trump targets Kevin Rudd, a new search ends in failure, some panda diplomacy, and a sideline scandal at the Aussie Grand Prix. This is your Squiz today. If you opened up a news website yesterday, chances are you saw former PM Kevin Rudd and former US President Donald Trump mentioned in the same headlines. That's because Trump was in an interview that aired on Sky News last night, and he was asked about Australia's ambassador to the US, Kevin Rudd.
Yeah, and he didn't have anything complimentary to say. So just to recap for those who missed it, Trump was interviewed by the former Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage, and it ran on the TV overseas as well as here in Oz. And it was very much in the same vein as a few of those interviews that we've seen lately, like the Tucker Carlson one speaking with Vladimir Putin or Piers Morgan's interview with Rishi Sunak. Now, Farage asked Trump what he thought about Rudd, and his comment was, "I heard he was a little bit nasty. I hear he's not the brightest bulb, but I don't know much about him." So not very nice, Alice.
And Siobhan, I think there's a little bit of context missing here too. Mm. The background is that Rudd has made several comments about Trump and his leadership in the past. He's called him nuts, the most destructive president in history, and he's also said that he's a traitor to the West.
And Alice, the reason we're talking about this is because there are some concerns that the exchange could impact US-Australia relations, particularly if Trump does get elected back into the presidency in November. If you've been following the US election campaign, you'll probably know he has a good chance of regaining the top job. And analysts say that could make it difficult for Rudd to advance Australia's interests in Washington.
But despite the tough character assessment from Trump, the Albanese government says that Rudd will stay on in his position. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong said yesterday that Rudd is excellent. And she also pointed out that even coalition leader Peter Dutton backs him. Victoria Police kicked off a new search yesterday for Ballarat woman Samantha Murphy. But Siobhan, it was all for naught. They called it off just after 2 p.m, saying they hadn't found her body.
So just to wind it back a bit, the search began earlier in the day with investigators saying they had intelligence derived from a number of sources, pointing to the Buninyong Bushland Reserve south of Ballarat. But despite specialist units being called in, as you say, Alice, the search was called off after they came up short. Detective Acting Superintendent Mark Hatt says police are still committed to doing everything we can to locate her and return her to her family.
Yeah, Samantha's been missing since the 4th of February, which is when she went out for a run in Ballarat. And then earlier this month, a 22-year-old named Patrick Stevenson, who's from the neighbouring town, was charged with her murder. He's been remanded in custody and will appear at the Ballarat Magistrates Court on the 8th of August. Siobhan, it's great to have a nice interaction with a counterpart, just like you and I. And yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong was said to have the warm fuzzies following her diplomatic talks with China's Wang Yi.
Yep, reports say she's feeling optimistic that the pair have built a good rapport. The meeting took place behind closed doors, but Wong says Aussie writer and democracy activist Dr. Yang Hengzhun, who's currently detained in China, was discussed. She voiced Australians' shock at the suspended death sentence he received last month. Trade was also on the agenda, as China is expected to lift its tariffs on Aussie wine this month.
And it also came out that Chinese Premier Li Qiang is planning a visit to Oz later this year. But Siobhan, the most important sign of all that Oz-China relations are back on track is something that I was talking to you about earlier this week. Adelaide Zoo's pandas Wong Wong and Funi are on loan from China, but they are tipped to stay put, which makes me very happy.
I know it does. You love them.
This week, our podcast is brought to you by Aware Super. Regardless of whether retirement is 2 or 20 years away, Aware Super can help you get a plan in place to live your best retirement. Visit aware.com.au to find out more. If it feels like we're talking about Princess Kate a lot, it's because we are. And the latest news out of the UK yesterday was quite serious, Siobhan. A UK tabloid reported that a staff member at the London clinic had illegally tried to access the Princess of Wales' medical records. Now, the London clinic is the exclusive hospital where she recently had her abdominal surgery.
Yeah, you're so right. There seems to be a new development every day at the moment. So those tabloid claims you mentioned were substantiated by the UK's Information Commissioner's Office. They said they'd received a breach report and are assessing the information provided. Kensington Palace wouldn't comment, but the London clinic is, like you say, a notable place. It's also where King Charles had received cancer treatment in recent months. So commentators have said it's a major security breach and it could be incredibly damaging for the hospital.
And there's also been plenty of speculation in the last couple of days that the princess is gearing up for her return to public duties in the coming weeks. Now, that's in line with the original announcement from the palace that she would be back in action after Easter. So I guess we'll just have to keep on watching this space. Siobhan, I told you yesterday that I don't know much about the Australian Grand Prix, but you have assured me that it's a thing to know about this week.
Yes.
What I do know is that it starts today. And as you were telling me, many fans are more concerned about what will happen in the pits than what happens on the track.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So for a bit of context, the world's best Formula One drivers have been flying into Melbourne for the race. But what's really grabbing the most attention is that the Red Bull racing team is in crisis. Now, its team leader, Christian Horner, who is also Mr. Ginger Spice, aka Jerry Halliwell's husband, is under pressure to quit over allegations he harassed a female colleague. This has been brewing for a while, and an investigation found he did no wrong, and the woman involved was actually suspended for lying. But then after that, dozens of text messages, racy ones that were allegedly sent between them, were leaked. And now Red Bull's main driver, three-time world champion Max Verstappen, has threatened to quit the team.
And that's exactly what Max Verstappen said he'll do if veteran advisor Helmut Marko, who's rumoured to be the person who leaked those text messages, is forced out. Reports say that the team's Thai owners also aren't happy and they've dispatched a Thai spy to check up on everyone.
I told you, Alice, this is a whole thing.
Siobhan, it's a good day for a shortcut, and you and Alex have one out which will be of interest to our Tassie listeners.
Yes, but not just Tasmanians, I think. It is all about the Tassie election coming up this weekend, but it'll also be of interest to people in other states and territories because as Alex and I delve into this issue, a lot of it is about the debate surrounding the state's new AFL team and the potential stadium, something that will resonate with Queenslanders who are having their own stadium dramas right now too.
If you want to have a listen to that, you can find it in the Squiz Today feed in your podcast app. And that wraps us up today. Thank you for listening. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Hi there, it's Bryce Corbett here from Squiz Kids. It's been a big couple of weeks for news, and one thing that's emerged is the increasingly concerning role that mis- and disinformation are playing in the wake of big news events. It's why there's never been a more important time for our kids to be taught to be critical consumers of media. It's also why we created NewsHounds, a fun 8-part podcast series with accompanying classroom workbook to teach primary school kids how to spot misinformation when they come across it online. It's already being used in over 2,000 classrooms around the country. To make sure the kids in your life are among them, get their teacher to head to squizkids.com.au and sign up for a free account. You're very welcome.